98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bigley Blast.
Sorry about that. Sports owners come in three flavors, the good, the bad, and the ugly. A bad owner can ruin a great sports town. The best owners are just like offensive linemen, rarely noticed and rarely mentioned. A bad owner can stigmatize a city. Bill Bidwill once turned Arizona into an NFL punchline, while Robert Sarver is currently turning it into an NBA landfill. A good owner understands he is no owner at all. He is a custodian, a caretaker, and a beneficiary of civic trust. He grows fabulously wealthy on the currency of our passion. A bad owner screams, mine, 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 like all those seagulls in Finding Nemo. And a bad owner always has to remind you that he is the guy in charge. In the NBA, there are two franchises right now that symbolize the effects of bad ownership. The Suns and the Bulls, two teams that played for a championship in this city 25 years ago. Or, as written in SI.com today, quote, when it's time to explain a 50-point loss or a locker room mutiny or a team that's been in the lottery for a decade, the answer always starts at the top. Now, we've seen a lot of bad sports in Arizona in 2018. I hope that someday soon we'll be spared from the blight of bad ownership, the kind that can suck the joy out of everything.